Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe that's accurate. Jeff, you've been investigating very well today. Please investigate that. That song is called Afternoon Delight. But we can't mess around. We'd have no time to mess around here. We were able to book the man, the legend, Mr. Steal Your Girl, Chris Russell. Hello, Roost.
That is just the dumbest nickname that my producer, AMAC, has come up with, which has no meaning at all. Like, make fun of me for whatever
you
want to make
fun
of.
Stole somebody's woman.
I ain't stealing anything.
It's what Kenny Pickett did to Cody Betts.
No, obviously not, because Cody getting married.
That's true. Meanwhile, Kenny Pickett's just bouncing around.
I ain't stealing anything.
I think you're...
I mean, I stole a couple of crawfish from your house, but that's about it.
You were very scared of that crab.
I was very scared of that crab. B tried to attack me.
That was a tough voice.
That was a tough moment.
So we have Mr. Steal Your Girl, Chris Russell.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a real sports question.
What's my fee for today?
You and Jeff are in negotiation.
You got nice shoes.
I mean,
compliments.
I asked
V
for,
did compliment your shoes.
I appreciate that, B. It's you know, trying to be halfway human. I did ask for a free B. Mitch and Finley shirt because I saw Jeff wearing one, and I said, "Oh man, that's really cool. Like, I got to get me one of those." So you said for landfill to handle my fee with my agent, and I said, "Well, the fee that I wanted was my own shirt. I want to represent my favorite radio show."
We're working on it, dude.
I haven't taken a ruler to this thing, but it's at least 12 inches.
Oh, that's why it's Mr. Steal Your Girl. 12 inches.
Oh, Lord.
How did my grimace wind up in here, by the way?
You can have it back, please. Okay.
I don't know. It was left here. Yeah, it was right, like, there when I got in here.
Like everything else in this.
This is representative.
Oh, when you came to pick up your headset, I mean your...
Show everybody your comrades. Grimace. I got you.
I didn't bring it in here.
When you came to pick up your comrades,
bring it in here, so somebody else brought it in. This is representative of somebody else works here.
I'm trying to ask you a real sport.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Mr. Steal Your Girl, in your opinion, do you think the Nats need to fire Davey Martinez?
Not right this second. But, I mean, the obvious... easy spot to do it is if you lose two more in a row and it's 12 in a row and you're heading to Los Angeles, for God's sakes, and then San Diego and maybe San Francisco after
I
can't remember.
Then it's the Angels.
Whatever.
I think it's LA, San Diego.
That would kind of like be the natural break point, right? Davey, just don't hop on the flight. But I don't even think that's going to happen. I think they could lose the next two and 12 in a row. And head to Los Angeles, and Davey will still be the skipper. Part of it is because they know that it's not all Davey's fault, number one. Nobody thinks it's not at all the manager or the coach's fault. Davey was ridiculous for saying that. But I didn't get the sense in listening to Rizzo this morning, and again, I kind of know Rizzo. I don't know him well. I know he's told media a lot of things over the years that the learners have then usurped him on. And that's what I kind of wonder about here. Is this a Rizzo doesn't want to fire him, but then the learners eventually see crowds of 9,000 for the Colorado Rockies in a 12-game losing streak in the middle of June and say, whoa, we got to change something. But I don't think Rizzo is going to fire him anytime soon.
The assumption that the learners would then step in implies that they're paying attention.
Yeah, they care. They don't seem to
care. There's not a lot of indications they are.
I think they care about somewhat of their bottom line, though, right? I mean, if they're allegedly, like $500 million in debt.
Yeah, but that's from office space not being rented.
Understand, but some of that is baseball operations, too. And they look around, look, Monday night, Brady House debuted. Now, granted, the weather was awful. There's an awful opponent in town with 11,000. And that was ticket sold. That's not people in attendance. And for people that just pay attention, see, we do this in sports media and fans a lot. Oh, 11,000, probably like 7,000 or 8,000 in actual attendance. And that's a lot of hot dogs and sodas not bought and ice cream not bought that they don't get money on.
Parking.
And parking. Yeah, exactly.
We try to do, after it was kind of an interesting football season for us, because for a long time on this program, we do our blame pie after losses.
Yeah.
This year, we didn't do it very much. It was our victory pie, right, which is a much sweeter dish.
I loved it.
However,
I listen to this show every day.
I appreciate that. Now, we're at blame pie situation for the mess that is the Washington Nationals. They've lost 10 in a row. They're 2-13 this month. Everything is going wrong. What is your blame pie for the state of the organization?
So we're using players as a whole, right?
I'll give you mine as
you
for
and
example.
Everybody.
Mine is 70% to the learners, and then 10% each to Riz, Davey, and the players.
Okay. I'm going to go 50% to the owners, but I'm going to go 35% to the players. I think this is a player issue. I know you, as I was driving in, I know what you said about, like, if you were in the locker room and whatever and how that would, and that coach that you had the issue. I got all of that. I think Davey said what he said because he, remember what happened with C.J. Abrams at the end of last year? Remember all the inconsistencies and the up and downs of C.J. Abrams last year, this year, Keibert Ruiz, Luis Garcia, guys not catching foul balls, guys not catching balls in the Bermuda Triangle area, if you will, of the outfield, short outfield, guys getting thrown out in consecutive nights.
They're terrible on the bases.
Like, I get coaches certainly help. They make a difference one way or the other. I got it. I'm not saying they are free of blame. But if you said to me, hey, man, is it more Darnell Cole's fault that Keibert Ruiz is chasing a changeup 6 inches off the plate and below the knees? No, that's not Darnell. There's no chance Darnell Coles is not telling him, hey, man, you got to stop chasing. Like, Davey talks about it all the time. Every time they can't hit, he's like, we're chasing. We're chasing pitches out of the strike zone. How much can you tell?
But you know what good coaches do?
And they're young players. I get it. But
good coaches get those players to follow what they say.
I understand that, B, but you know this, right? You can ultimately, this is just the way I looked at it. Look at it. In any sport that we talk about, any sport that we cover, I'm almost willing to give the players most of the credit and a lot of the blame. I get it that you can advise somebody and get them hopefully to follow, but I don't know. People tell me, hey, man, you should not fight with people on Twitter. And I say, yeah, you know what? You're right. That's a great idea. I should really stop being that way. And then what do I do a week and a half later when somebody calls me a fat piece of, you know what? I start arguing with people instead of just blocking them. I'm a dumbass.
But maybe you shouldn't. But the whole thing is.
But you see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but.
Does that make CK a bad leader because he tells me to do one thing and then for a week and a half I pay attention and then I don't do it?
But the whole thing about it is, like, to be honest.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What Davey said is completely wrong.
Yes.
It's never on the coaches.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's
wrong. I almost drove off the road Saturday afternoon, and I was at that game.
But players, so like if I'm coaching players, and I'm telling them things to do, and if those players aren't doing what I'm asking them to do, why the hell are they still in the lineup then?
Fair question.
That's, you said and, that a lot during Ron.
I'm going to always say, because if you're not doing what I'm asking you to do, and if I'm coaching you properly, then you wouldn't be on the field. But if you're doing what I'm asking you to do, then you're not playing great and things are happening and we as a whole look bad, that blame goes to leadership.
So,
to me.
So let me give you two examples, right? I don't think Luis Garcia does, Jr., does it, what they want him to do in a full holistic standpoint. So they are... they have used Amed Rosario a lot more. Now, mostly against left-handers because he's a right-handed bat, whatever. But that has happened a lot more recently. And specifically at catcher. K'Bert Ruiz, not only a bad defensive catcher, but in one of those swoons at the plate. And he is being rotated with Riley Adams, who stinks as well. But that's the point, is he doesn't have many other options. Like, they sent down Robert Hassel, not hitting. Okay. Like, you can only do so much. Let me ask you this. All three of us can relate to this, right? We all love Dan Quinn. Well, I think we all love Dan Quinn. We all thought he did a great job last year. But he couldn't rescue and save Michael Davis. He couldn't rescue and save Benjamin St. Juice. You don't think they were trying to get those guys to play better or do different things? Ultimately, they are what they are. They're not good enough. Not smart enough.
And they kept them off the field for the most part. As
and
the year
eventually,
went on.
They kept them off the field. Mike, they did.
What I'm saying, you just name a multitude of players, starters and backups, that you say can't play.
Yeah.
That's not that player fault that they chose me and I can't play.
You run out of options, at some point.
It's a guy who picked me.
I got you.
So,
but you run out of options at some point, right? Yeah, I don't care about the players. I care about me. That is true.
Lampfield, did you notice that I asked Chris a real sports question, and within about 3 minutes, he made it about him fighting people on Twitter?
The biggest sausage in the party.
Hey, man. Sausage.
Fans are pissed, dude.
Because I'm an idiot.
The best part when I showed up to the B-Mitch Castle is he said sausage about 12 times.
That's how I knew we were friends. Now I've just got to get him to show up in the hot tub and watch wrestling with me.
We're not doing that.
And then I know we're at a good spot. Now, horny woman.
If I do that, then I mean it. I'm saying that David has no blame.
If B-Mitch ever ends up in a hot tub with Rooster watching wrestling, like, the world's going to end. Like, pigs are going to fly. That will be the end.
I got to go, boys, before I get in trouble, okay?
I know Thank you will. You. All right, that is Mr. Steal Your Girl, a.k.a. Chris Russell. Hear him daily, 2 to 6. Thank you, Roos.
2 to 6?
I don't know. It starts at 2. And the way that guy goes, it just never ends. He just keeps talking.
I tell you.
Belligerently. Sam Fortier, we're going to have a conversation about luck. Nobody go anywhere.
All right, guys, it is Chris Russell here of the Locked On Redskins podcast. And you know what? We normally talk about football, but now we're going to talk about sex. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.